I've got three small things. In the weeks past, this wrist has been hurting right in that joint. And it's just like a knife stabbing pain. And I could take my thumb and press it in there really hard, and it would kind of not hurt as bad for a while, but it was constant all the time like that. Last Tuesday night, I got it prayed for, and it's hurt a couple times, but not as bad as it was. I had a plumbing issue at my house. Tuesday morning, I had to turn the water off. I ran down to the rental place and got a 2-inch sup pump. You could probably put a football inside of that, but it probably weighs 60 pounds. And I had to muscle that thing underneath the house and get it in positions and get it in situations and run it for a while. And we figured out we probably pumped 6,000 gallons. It was a literal swimming pool underneath the house. But this wrist has been doing fine.
Amen. Come on, church. Great. Thank you, Lord.
Number two. I'm sitting here earlier, and I'm raising one hand, and he says, "What's in the other one?" I go, "Wow." Now, hold on. He said, "Laziness." I go out to the store and come back, and I just want to sit down and rest. I'm tired a lot. And I don't know what the other side of laziness is. Is it just get off my butt and do it, or I don't know what the deal is. Number three was Sally's looking for some shoes. So we go out shopping. She needs a low heel. She wants kind of a white dress sandal with a strap on the back. We went to probably 4 or 5 stores, and then we found some. When we're shopping, I say, "Well, this one's white." And she said, "No, it's beige." And I'm going, "Boy, that's a real light beige." But she found something. And sometimes close can be better. Sometimes close can be better.
Amen.
Before we go too far, anybody else receive the healing that they requested today, this moment, this prayer time? Anyone else want to testify? He's working it out in you. And so the moment that he does, if I'm preaching, you're like, "Hey," you know, we'll pause, okay? Because I want to give him thanks. I want to give him honor. He's worthy of that, is he not?
Yes, he is.
Okay. All right. Kids, you guys are probably super excited because you are dismissed and you do get to go upstairs with Miss Christy this morning. She's back at the back there, so you guys can make your way back there. And if we could just say a quick prayer over the littles. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We bless them. Thank you for raising them up. Thank you for teaching them your word. Thank you for all the helpers. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you staying here? Awesome. All right. And then, guys, we can fade the music. The last thing I wanted to do is just a couple of quick announcements. If you didn't see the video that I mentioned last week, it is on Facebook. There are some areas that I need some help with. And rather than the back and forth exchange, the massive blessing you can do is just to text or call that number and tell me when and what. All right. So I've got I need some help with greeters. I need some help in children's and nursery with Christy from time to time, the tech and media. And I'm going to say thank you to my boys, Eli and Kaya, as well as my nephew, Bryce, for helping this morning. Y'all did a stellar job. Thank you so much, guys. So if you'd like to get trained by some experts, there are experts, and they can make sure that you know what you need. I've got a couple more weeks that I need help with. Stephen and Christine are out on vacation, so I need some help. So if you'd like to help in that way, or you're able to help in that way, we can train you. We'll equip you. And then maybe you'll say, "Hey, add me to the list. Add me to the rotation." All right? So that's what's going on. And then Amber wanted me to let you know in that video as well, there's an update about church directory. She wants to get it into the hands of the digital people first, have them verify nothing is messed up, and then she's going to print a bunch of them off for the ones that wanted a single or multiple copies of the physical directory. All right? All right, there we go. I have a lot on my heart and my mind, and hopefully you could bear with me today because there's a lot here. Some of it is from the word that I had prepared for last week, but some of it's just fresh stuff that I got during the week too, so I hope that's all right. So I've got a few different notes up here that we're going to bounce around a little bit with. But before we do all that, let us stand and let's do the declaration together and pray. My eyes are on Jesus. My heart is tuned to his spirit. My ears are listening to his voice. My mind will believe what he says, and my voice will declare the truth of his word. Amen? Amen. You may be seated. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you're here. I thank you that you're moving, Lord. If you wanted to do this all service long, it would be totally good with me, Lord. I want what you want. I want you to do everything that you have in your heart and your mind. And Lord, I want to be in such lockstep with you that, Lord, nothing I do is of myself. Nothing I say is of myself. Lord, it's all for you, all for your glory. Lord, I'm here because of you. That's all I care about, Lord. So would you use us today? Would you speak through me today, Lord? Would you cover your word and just anoint it and bless it so that it blesses the hearers? But Lord, more than just blessing us, would you cause it to do something in us so that we take action and we say yes and we partner with you? In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right. So this message is titled Wait. I believe we have it on the screen this morning. I have just a few scriptures that we're going to go through. And one of the first scriptures we're going to start in, Eli, if you could, we're going to go to the scriptures in John chapter 14, starting in verse 15. John 14, starting in verse 15. I was praying and thinking about Pentecost, and I would just say that we're in that Pentecost age, that Pentecost season. Holy Spirit is falling. Holy Spirit is equipping. Holy Spirit is in us and moving and working in us and in all the earth. We just need to understand that, all right? And for me, I've been in church where there was little to no Holy Spirit. And at the time, now hear me out, at the time I was like, this is okay. I'm getting the word, we got good teachers, and what we didn't know, what I didn't know, what they didn't know, is that Holy Spirit's the one teaching us the word, right? So he was present, we just weren't giving him honor. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And so as I transitioned from that denominational background and really started becoming awakened and alive to the things of the Holy Spirit, I had gone to my grandfather's church, one of the last times that I got to see him, and I received the filling of the Holy Spirit, but without a church at the time to really grow me and help me educate and understand what was going on there, it remained stagnant and stale in my life because I didn't know what to do. And I was too ignorant. I mean, I was a teenager, right? Sorry, guys. But you think you know things and you really don't. And so I was like, well, I've got this all figured out. And I did not. If you saw my meme this week, think about it in the voice of Morgan Freeman. He did not have it figured out. So I can't do the gruff version, but you can imagine it. So I most definitely did not have things figured out. And so it's been a journey. So that was teenage years. I am in my latter 30s now, and I still don't think I have it figured out because there's so much to him. And that's my favorite part about it is I learn something new all the time, right? But I think the mark of what God wants to use in us, so if you hear nothing today, hear this. As you figure it out, would you share it with somebody? Because there's other people that are trying to figure out what's going on, what's happening, what they're experiencing, sometimes for the first time, and they need those mothers and fathers in the faith to rise up and say, here's what I went through. Not saying it's apples to apples, just saying that it's probably going to get you closer to figuring out what's going on. Amen. All right? All right. So I was thinking about Pentecost, and I was thinking about Holy Spirit, and I said, Lord, what do you want to say? And he blew the walls off this place last week. I believe he's going to blow the walls off this place this week and next, amen. But he said, I want to start with the most important part about having my spirit in you is that you are able to be closer to me. And I'm going to say something that might strike you as odd, but I need you to hear the heart of what I'm going to say. I don't care about the gifts. I don't care about the power. I don't care about all the cool stuff that happens with all of this. What I care about is you. I want a relationship with you, is what he said. Some people seek the other things. Well, I want gifts. Well, so do I. Who doesn't want a gift that God gives, right? That's a no-brainer. Like, God, you're giving gifts, I'll take some, right? But are you focusing on that first? And I would even say, and I know what scripture says, please go with me here. I want righteousness too. But if I get him, then I get the whole bag. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, righteousness happens because of him. Amen. Holiness and sanctification happens because of him. So seek ye first the kingdom is kind of a little bit of a mess because you're like, where do I start? Where do I go? What part of the kingdom should I start with? Well, here's an idea. How about the king? How about the one that says, here's my voice, here's my direction, here's the kingdom culture. It all started from his mouth. It proceeds forth from his mouth. He speaks it into existence and the entire kingdom shuffles to make it happen. I want to seek the king because then the kingdom will be in me. His spirit will be in me. His voice and his life and his words will be in me. Do you see that's what abiding is? Are you starting to see some of the puzzle pieces fit together and say, what? That's what that means? Yeah. If you abide in me, come on, somebody with me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, right? Then we will do what? Ask for anything and it will be given. You know what's interesting about that word anything? It really means anything. Isn't it neat that the king of all the earth says, you know, listen, I could give you a list of some really good stuff that you should ask for. But because I love you so much, as we're joined in that union, I'll even do the stuff that you want to do. If that doesn't convey love to you, man, I don't know what else to tell you. I feel so loved when I hear that. I feel so loved when I read that, that I can ask anything and you'll shift it. And you'll say, I want to do that because he's united with me. Because here's what actually happens if you're trailing with me here. When I'm abiding in Jesus, my anything looks a whole lot closer to his anything. Amen. It's not the junk. It's not, Lord, I want a nice car. I may want a nice car, and he may give me a nice car. But it's less about that and more in line with, Lord, man, I want to bless somebody today. Can you help me do that? He's like, bingo, you got it. You're moving. Let's do this. Wait till you see what I got in store, right? Amen. That was not in my notes, by the way. So there you go. There's the freebies. So John 14, thank you, Eli, starting in verse 15. What does this say? Look at that. If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. Verse 17, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot, say cannot. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. I want to pause there for a second. He says the world, but I think we, the church, have allowed a little bit too much of the world in the church too. Amen. There's a lot of churches, I was in plenty of them, that didn't see him or know him. And while I wouldn't say they were of the world, but we were polluted by it. And you have to see and understand that that's why it's so important to ask God to have his way, to do what the word says, to adhere to what the word says. And I'm not against people saying, I feel the Lord has said X, Y, Z, whatever. But to remember that if it doesn't line up with scripture, man, that's dangerous territory. Amen. We have to be guarded against that, okay? And so, Lord, we wanna see you and we want to know you. And knowing you comes with that relationship. That comes with that intimacy. How willing are you moved to let the Lord just have his way, to ruin your plans. There was a song a number of years ago when I just loved what it said, but it was taken from the book of Isaiah. But he was talking about how Isaiah said, "Woe to me, I'm unclean. And yet I'm in the presence of God," right? And he said, ruin my plans, ruin my ways, ruin everything about me. And like basically the theme of the song was more of you, God, right? Do we pray prayers like that? Break down the idols? What, Chris? I don't have idols. What are you talking about? I don't got idols here. Are you sure? They may not be wood or stone, but what happens if they're silicon? What happens if they're technology? You sure you don't have an idol just hanging out in your back pocket? I hope not. I hope you don't worship this and spend all your time on it. I heard someone say one time, "Don't you find it interesting that they call those little things that you do on social media your feed?" Someone said early this morning, hunger's not a bad thing. But I'm going to augment that word. What are you hungry for? If you're hungry to see what everybody liked your status and you posted this holy and righteous thing and, oh man, you look so good. You preached the word and you're waiting to see what they think about it. You're probably worshiping the wrong thing. I want to say this in a funny way because I want to lighten it up just a little bit. But if you've written out your letters and you've slapped 5 stamps on it and you're waiting for the letter 3 weeks later to come back and tell you how good your first letter was, same idea. What are you worshiping? Because some people are like, "I don't mess on Facebook." Apply it to yourself. What stands between Amen. Jesus getting glory and you feeling good? Because it's not about that. John, is it about me and you feeling all happy that we did such a good job, or is it about bringing the King of Glory glory? Amen. Right?
Amen. Amen.
So do you see him and do you know him? Are you hungry for him? Gosh, I don't know that I can get off this. I said it last week, I think. I've been reading a ton of different things lately, not just in preparation for Holy Spirit, this new series that we're in, but also just, I don't know, I was speaking to the Lord in a prayer time, and I couldn't shake the insatiable hunger for more of him and more of his word. And I said, how do I get more? Do all of these things. That's not what he said. How do I get more? You know, go do that. That's not what he said. You know what he said? He said, just wake up. Say good morning. Take breath in your lungs. Marvel at what I've done. Let me speak my word over you. Linger there. Stop trying to be in such a rush. That sounds like a lot of things, but it's really not a lot of things. It was actually a replacement of all the list of things that I had that I needed to do. And I was like, how am I going to have time to do all this? And he's basically saying, you do this and I'll take care of that. Amen. That's easy for me. Amen. And you know what I found in that process? I have more time. You know, Christy said to me yesterday, the day before, she's like, what are you doing? I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you're going around. So her dad is a maintenance man. So she said, you're doing a bunch of Steve Wanamaker things. Steve, if you're on, we love you. It's meant with love. Martha, you can tell him. She's like, you're doing Steve Wanamaker things. And so, of course, we knew what she was talking about. She's like, you're doing all the handyman stuff. I was like, I had time. So I got to do stuff that I haven't been able to do in a while. Now, did all that stuff get done? No, the garage door is meh. But anyways, I was out there for really longer than I cared to be working on a garage door. And it was not, Isaiah came and gave me backup and we're still praying the devil out of it. But it was, she's like, you're doing all the things. It's like, I had time. Isn't that crazy? I had time. I was like, what did I just say? And it just kind of ran through my mind of like, I had time to do stuff. God did that, not me. I've been doing this for a while. I wasn't creating time anywhere, you know? Isn't that cool? All right, back to the word. I love this. This is Jesus talking, and he's going through all of these things. And I feel like he's sensing anxiety well up. And then he makes a statement. After he says, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. So he makes a statement that is right there and now, and then he makes a statement that is future. You see that? Like, he lives with you and will be in you. So he kind of pairs those two together. And then listen to what he says. Verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And the reason why I titled this Wait is, man, some of us just don't take that time, like I've just got done describing to us, to just wait. Silence unnerves us, so we gotta bump our jams. We're like, hold on a second, I know what's going wrong. Lord, let me help you, let me take care of this. Play my best Christian music, just bumping, you know, I'm singing, and I got all this noise going on, I'm singing all the words, and guys, that's good, that's awesome, that's fine, but that's not what he asked you to do. There's a time for praise and worship, and there's a time for waiting. And we shouldn't try to fill all the moments with stuff. You do know that relationships mean that both of you get to talk, right? How many of us take 90% or more of that time? Come on now, my hand's up. Like, Lord, help me. Help me to shut up, right? Help me to be quiet. I don't need to hear myself talk. Our abundance of talking doesn't make him want to talk more or less. But let him speak. He'll answer all those questions that you have welling up within you. Keep a notepad handy, and if you got something just burning in your mind, write it down, get it out of your mind, and then go back to the waiting, right? None of this is new, by the way. None of this is new. It's a reminder. We need it. I need it. Teach us to wait. So he says again in verse 19, before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, say live. He's alive. Amen. You also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father. I'm abiding. So the thing I'm asking you to do, I'm doing. I am in my Father. And you are in me, and I am in you. It's perfect. It's together. It's unified. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Hope. Joy. Comfort. Peace all flow from that when I read that. You'll be with me. I'm not alone. And I think part of the reason why he had me start with this, especially verse 18 that I said that was powerful to me, I haven't been abandoned per se. Like, I had a good family. Some of us haven't had a good family. But I think each one of us has experienced levels of abandonment where we felt lost and alone. We felt like orphans, and we're like, does anybody see me? Does anybody hear me? Does anybody care? Does anybody like me or want me? No one seems to listen when I talk. Right? Well, I want to tell you today, regardless of what people have done, there is one who has heard it all. There is one who's seen it all. And I won't make excuses for them. All I can do is say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what happened to you. I'm sorry for the way you were made to feel. And if we, being the body of Christ and filled with his Spirit, can love you, God, help us love each other well. Help us to see and hear and acknowledge Not just the gifts that are resident in them. I don't want us to go around and say, all right, you could do this for me, you could do that for me, you could do this for me. That's not what I'm talking about. We want to bless and give, but we want to do exactly what he's saying here. Can I just have a relationship with you? One of mutual respect, love, and honor? Can we do that? Can we experience that? What does that take? It takes him. I mess it up on the daily. Who else? Come on. I mess it up all the time. But he can. The other thing I'll say is he kept saying in here, whoever keeps my commands, show me a hand of someone who was able to keep their commands apart from Christ. Anyone? I'll wait. Nope, not a single person. So he's making a statement that he knows that we couldn't keep, we still can't keep, and the only way it's kept is through the abiding. The only way it's kept is by his strength and his power. We're drawing from that source. Goodness. I think I'm going to skip ahead in some notes because I want to pair these two thoughts together. I mentioned it very briefly in our prayer time. It's found in John 7:37. Do you have John 7:37 towards the bottom? John 7:37. Yeah, I see it. That's it. It says, on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Rivers of living water. I heard a speaker this week saying, I got a few little nuggets that I wanted to share with you this morning because they were just so for now, like goodness. The first little nugget was, notice how he says rivers and not lakes? Come on now, what happens with a lake? They get kind of stagnant, kind of stinky. Who's been a stinky lake? Me too, right? You think that you have it, right? You think that you're carrying this massive blessing, and then when you start getting around people because of your character and because what you've allowed to happen to that, it's become smelly. And you're like, Lord, why is it not working out the way that I thought it was? And he's saying, you're not flowing in the river. The river's moving. Some of us have been staying. This might sound opposite of the waiting, but it's not really. Some of us have been hanging out in the last decade or the one before that and saying, man, did you see what God did? Yeah, we did. He wants to do something else. Let's move on with him. Let's progress with him. He's still alive. He's still active. Holy Spirit still is in the earth, right? He said rivers, not lakes. The picture that I had, and I kind of just doodled it. I would have shared it, but I didn't think about it. I had this picture in the spirit, I believe, of, I'll just kind of illustrate it here, but mountains on this side, trees here, and this windy, flowing, thick river, like, man, bursting at the seams, flowing down the hills, down the green, you know, greenery on both sides with the trees and whatnot, birds and life and fish and everything's jumping out of this river. But here's the thing about this river. This was not a safe river. I'm going to say that again. This was not a safe river. If you're looking for safe river, look somewhere else. It's not safe, okay? And what I mean by that is most rivers, when they're not getting massively flooded with water, are just chill and calm and nice, and they're just moving. This one was overflowing the banks. So the banks were here, but the water was like this. It was pushing some water, okay? But it was bringing life all down that mountain ridge into the valley where there was vibrancy. And the trees were big. I'm talking like the ones with, like, I can't fit my arm around the base, you know what I'm saying? Right? Vibrant, full of life. Kind of like the forest, but out in the open with lots of light and sun, okay? Flowers everywhere. Creatures everywhere. Like I said, fish jumping. Like, some of us be like, hey, you want to jump into this net, right? There's plenty. That comes from him. That comes from him. And like I said, it's moving. It has to move. It has to accelerate. It has to bring the nutrients. It has to bring the freshness down. And if it doesn't, what happens in such a short period of time to that scenery around it? Like those sound effects. It doesn't look that great. Probably doesn't start smelling that great. There's no life. So I say all that to say, to tie in with this rivers, not lakes. Are you connected to the source? Are you believing some of the things that we said in our declaration? God, I want your spirit. Do you? Do you know what that means? Do you know what it feels like? It's not always a bed of roses. Here's the interesting thing about that I've also been thinking about in this process. There's going to be a moment or multiple moments where he says, hey, Essie, you know that person that makes you so anxious and you kind of like go out of your way to like dodge them and not acknowledge any, like, hey, guess what? I want you to go pray for them. And here's exactly what I want you to say to them. And we're like, what? Are you serious? You picked the one person that I don't want to go talk to, and that's the one you want to start with? Yeah. It hurts sometimes. And you have to push past that hurt and be obedient, and then guess what happens? It becomes easier because you acknowledge the voice. You know what he sounds like. You know what happens. And then he's faithful to supply the strength that you need. And you might have thought that was the hardest, but actually that was probably the easiest one to go with. And then he gives you the strength to handle the further battles, because you already have the strength that you need, you know, resident in you right now with Holy Spirit to do that next thing. But you're holding on to it. Don't become a lake. Be a river. My favorite other illustration on that, and I'm winding down here. My favorite illustration was Philip, which Jesus told Nicodemus this too. But he verbalized the illustration we would see in Acts with Philip. He said to Nicodemus that, do you know where the wind came from or where it's going? So it is with the Spirit, and I'm paraphrasing there. And then Philip was ministering in one town, and it said that he was translated in the Spirit, is the way that some translations describe it. But he said he was translated in the Spirit. I'm going to say the Star Trek version is he was teleported. Beam me up, Scotty. And he was dropped next to this chariot that was moving, and he was keeping pace with it. And he said, hey, man, what you reading? Right? Slow down a little bit. We want to talk. You know, you ever try to talk to somebody while you're driving real fast? It doesn't work out very well, right? So I can imagine, hey, pull over. You know, you're not in trouble or anything. I just want to know what's going on. It's like that. He was moving with the Spirit, and the Spirit put him where he needed to be. Are you moving with the Holy Spirit? He'll take care of where you need to be. He'll have you talk to who you need to talk to, right? Isn't that cool? I have so much more here, but so little time. And so I want to close with this last little portion. KJ, you can do the music now, just back there is fine. The idea is waiting. And one pastor said it this way, and then we're going to illustrate it in one other little point from Smith Wigglesworth. This pastor said, most of y'all don't tarry until you carry. So let me describe this a little bit further. Some of us, And there's a parable about this, and I can't think of the address to it, so I'm not going to butcher it. But some of us will take what we read, will not ask Jesus for any context, but we get fired up about it. We're like, I'm going to go tell everyone, right? And we think that that's the right play, right? We're on fire. I just read this. It was so good. And then blah, right? Rather than, God, man, this is good. Is this for me or is this for them? If it's for me, God, do it in me. Show me what that means. Show me what that looks like. If it's for me and them, man, even better. Help me to understand it. I want to teach it well. I want to communicate it well. Because you said that anyone who teaches the word will be judged more harshly about whether or not they are spreading heresy or false truth, false doctrine. Could you help me understand this? I want to tarry a little bit. I want to wait a little bit to make sure that what I'm carrying is exactly the way you intended to be delivered. That when I close this up in a nice pretty package and I stamp the stamp on it and I take your signet ring and I put that in there and says, this is from the Lord. I can say with certainty that you're getting no watered down, you know, junk Chris Johnson version, but you're getting the Jesus Holy Spirit full of fire and glory version. Who wants the Chris Johnson version? I don't even want the Chris Johnson version. Let's be real. I want the Holy Spirit fire version. So let's wait a little bit. Let's linger a little bit before we start getting all gung-ho and ready to jump out there. Now, I'm not saying wait forever, but if we're tied with his Spirit, we're going to do it when he says to do it. So I want to leave you with this quote from Smith Wigglesworth. I've got a book that is a little bit of sermons, a little bit of testimony, and it's just awesome. So if you want to hit me up on books and stuff, I got some stuff for you. But he says this about the abundant life that comes from Holy Spirit and then wineskins. I told you I've been in wineskin study like for a while now. So listen to what he says. Too many have died the wrong way. What a weird statement. Too many have died the wrong way. He goes on. God's way is for us to die in the fiery, brilliant light of his glory. He explains. Proverbs 4:18 says that the day of the righteous is supposed to grow brighter and brighter, not dimmer and dimmer. It's time we realize this truth and expect it to happen in our lives. So as I said last week, some of us may have asked the question a number of times. I'm not going to ask you to tell us how many. But Lord, why am I still here? You may even color it further. I heard all the time, if you're over 30, stop it. I heard all the time, stuff doesn't work right. We just got done praying about stuff not working right, so hopefully you didn't miss your boat. Come talk to us. But that's not what this says. And I'm so thankful to God for the many things that I've experienced in my lifetime. It's way too many to count. I'm not old enough to have experienced some of the things I've experienced, but neither here nor there. I'm thankful. I had this guy in one of our churches in Shawnee. It was a spirit-filled church. And y'all, listen, outward appearance, I would have guesstimated him to be in his 80s or 90s. No joke. He was older, and he didn't move all that fast. Until this guy gets fired up on Holy Spirit the moment he steps foot in the door, and he is like a firecracker. He is moving around, he's speaking, he's energized. Like I was in my probably late teens, early 20s at that time, and he was moving circles around all of us. I'm like, whoa, what is going on? And I asked him, I said, hey, man, where'd all that come from? And he said, Chris, it's a life marked by walking in the power of the Holy Spirit every day. I ask him for more every day. He never fails. He always does it on time. He always gives me exactly how much I need. And I feel better now than I did 20 years ago. I was like, what? How? And he said, Holy Spirit. And all I could think about since that time was, I want that. Man, I want to be cooking like that. Like, goodness, everybody that I talk to is like, this is breaking, this is falling apart. And then I talked to this guy, and none of those things were said by him. It was never, oh man, you know, the usual thing, I guess maybe in Oklahoma, I don't know, but hey man, how you doing? Oh, I'm falling apart, I'm breathing, you know, like these silly things that we say and claim over our lives. And when this man was asked, hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. God's alive, I'm alive. I've got breath in my lungs, so I'm praising him. I got joy in my steps, so I'm going with him, right? So, saint, you're not done yet. He's got a task for you, young, old, whatever your status. He's got things for you to do. And this says that God's way is for us to die in the fiery, brilliant light of his glory. That days grow brighter and brighter, not dimmer and dimmer. What's it look like around you? Start now. Say, God, Holy Spirit, fall. Glory come. Not just for me, but everyone I'm going to run into. I want to be that overflowing river that as I'm going by. You ever see those little theme parks and the whale? And then everyone in the first three rows gets drenched. Well, I'm just going to walk by, and you guys are all just like, all drenched right now in Jesus' name, right? You know, and you're like, what just happened? Holy Spirit. And it's available to you too, right? No respecter of persons. He's here. He's ready. Is your cup ready? Go get a bigger one, right? Buckle up. He finishes this off. I'm going to say this last piece here. I hope this is encouraging to you. He says, listen, the older generation does not need to fade away. Their days can be bright. They can be strong. Yep, he said it. They can be strong all the days of their life, right along with the next generation. Listen to this. This was beautiful. The older generation is like the rudder for the great gospel ship. They help to keep it on the right course. We need the kind of ministry that the older generation offers, for they will challenge and wisely direct the younger. The younger may make mistakes, we're going to say will, but if the older believers are there to help them, they won't fall because of those mistakes. So what's he saying, church? By the Holy Spirit, he's saying that we need spiritual fathers and mothers to wake up and rise up to their great calling. You're still here because he's not done with you. Your waiting time is over, and he's calling you to action. And then for the younger folks, maybe we need to wait and linger a little bit and let some help to come alongside of us and say, hey, I've been here a little while. I think I might know what's going on here. Can I help you? Can we stand as a body? Can we hold our hands out like we're receiving a gift? And I only want you to say it if you want it. I don't want you to say it just because I'm saying it, because I tell you that you need it. But I'm going to start with the men in the house. Men, give me a grunt. Men, yeah. All right, if you want it, you repeat after me. Holy Spirit, fill me. Help me be a man who walks lockstep with your Spirit. Help me to be a father to the fatherless, a guide to the needy. Let me walk in your ways. Let me teach your truth all the days of my life. All right, ladies, repeat after me. Holy Spirit, help me be a mother who loves, who blesses, who cherishes all your children. You said to not stop them from coming to you. No matter what their age is, help me to come alongside and love them like maybe the mother they've never had. Help them to feel loved when they're in my presence. Help me to edify, to exhort, and to build up your church. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you, church. We love you guys. If you are new here, please make sure you fill out a Connect card. We have a gift for you. We'd like to connect with you. If you guys need anything this week, please let us know. We do have groups this week. They are in the handout insert. Monday for sure. Is Tuesday on this one for you guys? Yes, Tuesday? No, Tuesday. Next Tuesday. And then we also have a Wednesday. So check out the handout. Call the numbers if you need location or directions. And we would love to do group together. All right? Bless you guys. Love you.